Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, so we're reading, continuing Majjalila. And we're on verses 82. Lord instructs Sanatan Goswami. Sanatera bhairagi praburananda para. Bhokta kambala pane prabhu chabe bare bare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness to observe Sanatana Goswami's strict following of the principles of sannyas. However, he repeatedly glanced at the woolen blanket Sanatana Goswami was wearing. Bhokta kambala pane prabhu chahi bari ba. Okay. 83. Sanatana janiloe prabhure nabhai. Bhota tyaga karibari chintila upai. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly glancing at this valuable woolen blanket, Sanatana Goswami could understand the Lord did not approve of it. He then began to consider a way to give it up. 84. Eta chinti gela gangaya madhana karite. Eka gariya kanta dunga diache sukaite. Okay, so it says, thinking in this way, eta chinti gela, he went where? Ganga, when? At noon, during the bathing time. And he saw one Gaudiya, it's actually a Gaudiya Bengali. Thinking in this way, Sanatan went to the bank of the Ganga to bathe. While there, he saw a mendicant from Bengal had washed his quilt and had spread it out to dry. Tori kahi are bhai koro upakare. E bota loya e kanta deho more. So he's saying, upakare, do me a favor. See this bota, woolen blanket? You can trade me, he's saying. Sanatan told the Bengali mendicant, my dear brother, please do me one favor, upakari, trade me your quilt for this woolen blanket. I'm sure he looked really surprised because Sanatan had this fabulous blanket. And the torn quilt means, we don't know exactly what is it. Quilt means something a little thicker than a regular dhoti, but not definitely not a woolen blanket. Say kahi rahasya koro pramanika haya. Bahu mulya bhorta diba keno kanta lanya. Mendicant replied, sir, you are a respectable gentleman. Why are you joking with me? Why would you trade your valuable blanket for my torn quilt? This word rahasya means joking. So rahasya means something what secretive or intimate also. So I guess generally if you're joking with people, they should be intimate. And there must be intimation here for this meaning, right? Teho kohi rahasya nohi kohi satyavani. Bota loha tumi deho more kanta kani. mouth and said, I'm not joking. I'm speaking the truth. Take this blanket in exchange for your torn quilt. Saying this, Sanatha Goswami exchanged the blanket for the quilt. Maybe he tore it out of his hand or something. He's saying that he exchanged it. He then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the quilt on his shoulder. Prabhu kahe tomara bhota kambala kota gelo. I skipped him. Where did your blanket go? That's what he's saying. Okay. Prabhu pare sab kota goshai kahilo. When Sanatan returned, the Lord asked, where's your woolen blanket? Sanatan then narrated the whole story to the Lord. Prabhu kahi iha ami kariyachi vichar vishaya roga kandai rakushna jetoma shekani rakibe toma sheshe vishaya bhoga Roga Kandi Shadvaija Narakeshe Shavoga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, I have already deliberately considered this matter. Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he has nullified your attachment for material things. Why should Krishna allow you to maintain the last bit of material attachment? After vanquishing a disease, a good physician does not allow any of the disease to remain. Whoa. Teen mudara, mudrara bhota gaya mudakari grass. Dharma hani hoya loka kori upahas. It is contradictory to practice madukari at the same time wear a valuable blanket. One loses his spiritual strength by doing that. And one will also become object of jokes. Costing 3 gold coins. That's why it says, Jean Mudra, you're getting the word in. So 3 gold coins. We know Sanatan gave 10,000 gold coins to the jail keeper. A lot of money, but 3 gold coins. Even that innkeeper was happy with 7 gold coins. But you know, the Mexican gold coins are worth a couple of $1,000 now. But in those days, who knows how big they were? We don't know. But it specifically points it out, so it was expensive. Just imagine 10,000 such gold coins. Maybe they were different size. I don't know. Goshai kohe jay kandila kubishai bo. Sanatan replied, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has saved me from the sinful life of material existence. By his desire, my last piece of material attraction is now gone. Prasanna Hanna Prabhu Tare Kripa Koila. Tara kripaya prashna korite tara shakti hoyalo. Being pleased with Sanatan Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy upon him. By the Lord's mercy, Sanatan Goswami received the spiritual strength to inquire from him. Formerly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy spiritual questions, and by the Lord's causeless mercy, Ramananda Roy could properly reply. Now, by the Lord's mercy, Sanatan Goswami questioned the Lord, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally supplied the truth. Krishna Sarup Madhuraish Varya Bhakti Rasashrayam Tatvam Sanatanayesha Kripayopa Dideshasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally told Sanatan Goswami about Lord Krishna's real identity. He also told him about the Lord's conjugal love, his personal opulence, and the mellows of devotional service. All these truths were explained to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord himself out of his causeless mercy to pay all Upadesha Sar. Upadesha. Instructed. So we go up to what, 99, is it? Tobe Sanatan Prabhura Charani Darya Dainya Vinati Kori Dante Trina Loya. Putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatan Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Nijate ni sangi patita adam. Kube shaya kupe pari goayu janam. Sanatan said, I was born in a low family. My associates are all low-class men. I myself am fallen, the lowest of men, indeed. I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. Actually, Sri Sanatana Goswami belonged to a Brahmin family because he belonged to the Saraswat division of the Brahmanas and was well-cultured and well-educated. Somehow or other, he accepted the ministership in the Muslim government. Therefore, he had to associate with meat-eater drunkards and gross materialists. Sanatana Goswami considered himself fallen, for in the association of such men, he also fell victim to material enjoyment, having passed his life in that way. He considered that he had wasted his valuable time. This statement about how one can become fallen in the material world is made by the greatest authority in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Actually, the whole world has presently fallen into material existence. Everyone is a meat eater, drunkard, woman hunter, gambler, whatnot. Whatnot. I rarely have seen Prabhupada say that, but it says what? People are enjoying material life by committing the four basic sins. Although they are fallen, if they simply submit themselves at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will be saved from sinful reactions. Om Gyan Dhamarandasya Gananjana Salaka Chakshu Malitanya Dasma Shri Guru Namaha Mukhan Karoti Vachalam Pandavam Yathegan Yathi Patam Ambade Shri Guru Namaha. Okay, so we just read a bunch of verses, and some of the more famous verses, this last one that we're reading, Nijati, probably would quote it. Nijati ni sangi patita. Mainly would use the first four words, two terms. Nijati ni sangi patita adam. Kubishai kubita goaino janam. So Sanatana Goswami is in the midst of this conversation with Mahaprabhu. It's going on through chapter 24 or so. He's getting a lot of instruction. And the first main big instruction we see is to do this Hari Bhakti Vilas book, because he's the topmost exemplary person. And he was thinking that he was completely fallen. We read this in the Madhya 1 when Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli, and it was quite a big program going on. It says, Koti Koti Lak John. The people were hanging out there. Koti Koti Lak is a lot of people hanging around Ramakili. A lakh is already 100,000. And if you have multiplied that Koti Koti, you really come up with millions. So Mahaprabhu came there apparently on his way to Vrindavan, his lila, he was going to go to Vrindavan. And so all these, as he walked to Ramakali, apparently it became like a magnet. And I don't know, I've never been in, if you go to Puri Rathyatra or something, like maybe in the Kumbh Mela, you'll see a couple of million people there. But Koti Koti Lak is even more than that, like millions. So we don't know what that looks like. It's a lot of people. But the king, he heard from some of his spies about it. Of course he heard. I mean, it's a huge crowd. He heard about it. So one of his main ministers was this Keshav Chatri, and he asked him, he said, oh, Keshav Chatri, I heard there's one Goshai, because sometimes I guess the Muslims might use that term. It's not a Muslim word or anything, but. And so it's a very respectable term. And this Goshai, and he's coming to millions of people following him. So what's going on? he must be, you know, whoa. So the Keshav Chatri was a little, like, he wanted to protect Mahaprabhu, so he said, oh, there's nothing. Ah, just some mendicant, he's a beggar, that's all. He's coming through and he's leaving. Don't think about it. It's nothing to think about. But the king was not so stupid. He said, wait. He went to Rupa Goswami. He said, now there's one Goshai. So you tell me frankly about this, because there's millions of people following him. And they don't even go home. They give up their work. He doesn't give them anything. It's not like he's giving out money or something. That was pointed out. He's not giving them anything. Rather, they give up all their activities just to follow him. So what's going on? So then Rupa Goswami said, well, you know that, in fact, the king even intimated it was personality of Godhead, or in his own terms, like God or something. He was flipped out practically when he's hearing about it. And apparently he has many spies too. Then Rupa said, oh, well, since you're a representative of the personality of Godhead, you can think within yourself and you would decide. He said, no, I really think he must be the personality of God. So, in whatever how Muslims speak, I don't know. They have their own way of speaking. But, so this was a big deal. So in the evening, one night, Rupa and Sanatan, knowing the situation, they put on incognito clothes and they went to see the Lord there. And they spoke so many prayers. Matulyo nasti papatma aparadi chakaschina. But they're very embarrassed that they're so sinful, full of all kinds of aparads and sins. There's no one equal. No one, not matulyo nasti papatma. We're so sinful. Even Jagamade, they were brahmanas. We're nothing. We're not brahmanas. Well, they're saying, Koti Gun, the Jagai Madai had much more great quality than us. So, and they were, it said that they had the Banda gate, Galat Gole in their throat. They had cloth and trina in their teeth. They had straw, and they were bowing down again and again with straw and reciting so many prayers. After all, they were great, great pundits. They knew so many things that they could compose immediately, so many things to say. So Mahaprabhu said, please stop, your humility is just breaking my heart, I just can't take it. Just, you know. And he blessed them. And meanwhile, they were saying similar things, that ni jati, in the same term actually, ni jati, ni sanghi. Almost the same verse was spoken there. Actually, Haridas Thakur, he also spoke the same words when he was asked to see Mahaprabhu. He said, no, I'm too sinful, I cannot come before the Lord right now. So this is the great humility of these persons. And so at that time, actually, Sanatan, although so humble, he gave some advice to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I think that you're going with millions of people to Vrindavan, this is going to be strange, you know. Imagine, if he already had it in Ramkeli, what would happen if Mahaprabhu had gone through the whole of India or a huge 1,000 miles and walked to Vrindavan? I mean, the whole, you know, half of India would be traveling there. Or something. It's amazing, you know, as an artist. Even Lord Chaitanya later when he's speaking with Sanatana, he's saying, Nahi Vishtadi, you can't even speak of this. I'm giving you so many instructions, but actually it's unlimited. What you could write in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, but he asked him, he said, well, I'm not qualified. Here it says that in one of these verses that he just became qualified puchilo, to ask questions. One has to be qualified just to question someone. We see sometimes people ask us different questions, but what's that mark on you? They don't say, oh, can you tell us the goal of life or something? They do ask some questions, but they somehow don't have the adhikar. So Sanatana Goswami, feeling so humble, he was just praying to get the adhikar. I can't remember which verse it is here, but Dainya. It says Dainya Vinati, bowing down. Dante Trina Loya, taking the straw. Trina Pek Atihina, like a straw. So the devotees are always in this mood. We try to be in this mood of Sanatana Goswami. When you think of Sanatana Goswami, and there's one devotee in Finland, he's doing the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Actually, he's been translating it, and he considers it his whole life's work just to do this one book of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, it's not a small book. And at one point in this conversation, Sanatana Goswami, he asked Mahaprabhu that, you spoke to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Of course, this is a big deal. Sarvabhauma was such a famous pundit. You spoke to him and you explained the Atmarama, I've heard, in 18 ways. So maybe you can also tell me. So Mahaprabhu said, well, Sarvabhauma and both of me and him were both madmen, so I really don't remember anything. Now. But I will try, since I'm inspired by you. So that indicates that also the spiritual master or any devotee gets inspired when he sees that someone is interested to hear. So therefore Mahaprabhu was saying, well, I'll think if anything comes to my mind in your association, then I'll try to speak it. So he gave like 61 explanations. And then after that, and that's summarized, can you imagine? We're only getting like maybe 300 some odd slokas here in the Madhya Lila describing Sanatana speaking about, or Chaitanya speaking about the Atmarama sloka. And we heard some from Sarvabhauma. So in this way, or also it says that, just see, Mahaprabhu is so, it's described that he had heard it from Ramananda Roy. Not that because he's God and he has to speak everything, no, he's hearing from Ramananda Roy. Please speak like this. Well, of course, Ramananda Roy, when he was speaking also with Mahaprabhu, he said, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like an instrument, a stringed instrument, and you're just pulling the string. So Mahaprabhu is enjoying these leelas. Sometimes it appears he's doing something we don't know. Kaviraj Goswami even says, what he does, how he does it, many times, can it be described what Mahaprabhu could do in an hour, in a moment? So many things. So when we get some of these pastimes, we're fortunate what we have, but it's actually a drop. And even that drop can be expanded. This is the nature of this transcendental thoughts, literature, the holy name. They're unlimited. They can be brought into a sutra. So Sanatana Goswami was very humbly trying to get to just to even feel qualified to even ask a question of Mahaprabhu. So here this verse, ni jati ni sangupatita adam, kubishaya. So many places this is described, this kubishaya kupe, a well of material. Sometimes it's described as subishaya. Here's kubishaya. We were enjoined to give up. Subishaya means auspicious material activities. And this kubishaya, kupe, the well of material enjoyment. We see that Raghunath Das also has a big Sanskrit shloka about this. With no water, it's not only a well, sometimes a ditch, a garta, a ditch of stool, vishta, a stool of, a ditch with stool in it, not just like we see. empty ditch or an empty well, but sometimes the well is no water, like Nirjala, Mahakupa. Mahaprabhu has delivered all these persons. So Sanatana Goswami is described, and so I was saying this one devotee is writing or translating and giving commentaries. I think his name is Bhrigupada. And he was saying that it seems to be a mystery. Because Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was very humble and didn't want his name on anything, his name is also on. So he accepts that Gopal Bhatta is author and not even Sanatana Goswami. He doesn't understand how Sanatana, but obviously here Sanatana Goswami is being instructed. So we can imagine the two of them, because Gopal Bhatta was so learned that Jiva Goswami offers respects to him in the beginning of Sandarbhas, that Dakshina, a Brahmin, a great Bhatta, a great Brahmin Bhattacharya from the south of India has inspired this Satsandarbha. So we have, whether it's Gopal Bhatta, Sanatana, it's a little bit of a mystery, we're not sure. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, there's certain parts that are influenced by certain smartas, and maybe not even Gopal Bhakta, but that they were injected there too. So one thing that that finished devotee was saying, that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, although all the rules were taken, Lord Chaitanya will give us a synopsis of what to do, especially begins with the guru, how one is qualified to become guru, and they're quoting there, whoever's Sanatan or Gopal Bhatta, probably gives usually the the credit to Sanatan Goswami. So, yata kanchana tangyat. And Prabhupada was following it. You see that Sanatan, or rather Narottam Das and Srinivasacharya, those persons coming in the line of Jiva Goswami, they were not necessarily Brahmanas. But they were strictly following in this Hari Bhakti Vilas from the beginning. Yata kanchana tangyati, kancham rasa vidana, tata diksha vidana. Dvijitam Jayateninam. One becomes a guru or a devotee. You can become guru also, just like the bell metal, but comparison is there. In association with a pure devotee, not necessarily that one is born a Brahmin. And we see this right in the Bhagavatam, how anyatrapi drishyeta tattainava vinyadishya. If one thinks that the devotee is born a Sudra, or he might be born like anything. Even Sanatana Goswami is taking this mood that he's actually born a Brahmin. Prabhupada makes the point. He's not born, but due to his association, he's like considered outcast. Although he's practically the leader, Mandalapati, described there by Srinivasacharya. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipanosa Dharma Sam. That the Goswamis, by their activities, by their writing, they established the Sad-Dharma, Kali Yuga Dharma. Mahaprabhu establishes, but through the six Goswamis especially, he's empowered them. One of the verses we see later on, Kaviraj Goswami quotes from the Chandradvaya Nataka by Kavi Kanapur, Kripayamrita Abhisheshascha. He sprinkled them with the mercy, the nectar, by Amrita, the Kripaya Amrita Abhishek. So we don't really feel like we're qualified. Sanatana Goswami is not thinking he's qualified to even get this mercy, but he is. He said, that's all right, because Sanatana Goswami, in a few verses, he'll say things like, why these threefold miseries are always assailing me. Mahaprabhu said, you're not subject to threefold miseries. But I know just you're acting very humbly. So he was already qualified by his humility, you can see, by his learning. If one doesn't need a stamped approval, just like Prabhupada, he wanted to get some type of approval from some senior godbrother of his. Yeah, but the godbrother was like, oh, well, maybe if you came here and you sweep the floors in my temple or something. He couldn't see that Prabhupada. So Prabhupada mentions such persons also in some of these purports. Envious. One who's envious of a Vaishnava who's very successful. Even some of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's disciples, they identified with this Brahminical. But Sanatana Goswami doesn't. He's born a Brahmin, but he doesn't identify. Naham vipra natchanara patir napi vaishana shudra. Mahaprabhu says, I'm not a Brahmin or anything. We're meant to chant this as a purification. Don't identify with this upadi. Sarva upadi vinir muktam tatparatem nirmalam. So also in this conversation, Kaviraj Goswami quotes. So sometimes we wonder, Kaviraj Goswami, was he right there? How does he know what they spoke? But because we have staunch faith that Kaviraj Goswami is exactly in line, we read Bhavantam eva anucharam narantara. This is Stotra Ratna. This is even before the time of Mahaprabhu. He's bringing this verse. Bhavanta mevanu charanarantara prashanta nishesha mano ratantam kadahamai kantika nichinkara pahashi shani sanatati. Prabhupada used to sing this sloka that when will I have fully, strictly followed in his footsteps or the orders of my Guru Maharaj or strictly Krishna. Bhavantam evanu charanarantara unceasingly and be very peaceful in this service. Prashanta nishesha manolatanta. Kadaham, he says, Kadaham nitya kinkara. I will realize I am nitya kinkara, eternal servant of Krishna. Prahashya shami sanata jiva. Sanata jivata means I will live my life as a servant with the proper Lord and Master. Actually, Prabhupada quoted this verse one time on a morning walk in Juhu. I was walking on the beach. And one dog was coming. I don't know if it was LA or Juhu right now, but the dog was coming and devotees were, hut, hut, get rid of the dog, trying to get rid of the dog. And Prabhupada said, no, this dog, he knows that we're Vaishnavas, therefore he wants to take shelter. So Prabhupada sometimes, anytime, turn the tables, you might have a preconception like, oh yeah, get rid of this dog, no. Prabhupada said, no, we didn't pet the dog and take it home. But still, Prabhupada used it as a good example that this dog is a street dog. He has no master, nata, anata bandhu. But Krishna is the bandhu, the friend of those who don't have any other friend, like Mahaprabhu. So Sanatana Goswami has given up his blanket, his last vestige, last thing. And even just by the bara bara, he was just looking a little bit. This is ingita gya, when one understands the indications. When Damodara, Surup Damodara and Govinda, they were serving Mahaprabhu in Puri. Anytime he will just look or do anything, slight indication, they'll know this exactly what sloka they were chanting. Ramananda Roy's reciting, and Surup Damodara in a very beautiful way. He was a great musician also. They could just get the indication. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would quote a little bit, say something, and then always satisfied with that. So this is the satisfaction of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gani, Vairagya Pradhan. Vairagya Pradhan means this is the main thing, actually, Kaviraj Goswami said, that satisfies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said this in reference also to Raghunath Das, when one is full with Vairagya, giving up. When Raghunath Das was having these giant feasts in Puri, inviting so many sannyasis, it was very nice, nobody was complaining, but he thought, why am I taking money? Because his father was so rich, his uncle, they had money, they didn't know what to do with it. They were sending men down and sending money, men with money, and he was giving feasts every couple of weeks, big feast. But after some time, he thought, this is nonsense. Why am I supposed to be a total renunciate? Why I should give up? When he first came to Puri, he was put, Swaropira Raghu, he was put under the guidance, under the shelter of Swarup Damodar, so he was called like that, that Raghunath Das. It's funny because by the time many men came, sent by the uncle and the father, they said, Do you know Raghunath Das? And they were like laughing, do we know Raghunath Das? He's the most famous Baba in the whole, because he was such a great person. But yes, everybody knows Raghunath. So he had taken shelter there of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu gave him some instruction because he was so humble also that he wouldn't go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rather, he was assigned to work under Srirup Damodar, of course, Srirup Damodar. But still, in the beginning, he was given a few instructions, at least we get a few, that it says, Balo na kaibe arabara na paribe. Don't dress nice. Balo na paribe. Paribe means to dress nice. Don't eat so opulently. Don't eat at all opulently. And don't speak with the gramya kata na shunibe. Gramya kata na shunibe. Don't speak with the ordinary people like that. Basic instructions for renunciation. So if he was giving these big feasts, although they're all giving it to the great sadhus, to all the sannyasis, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, you would think, wow, this is such a great seva. But still, he gave it up, right? He was going to where they gave out the first he was begging on the street. Some people come and they come out of the temple, they give something. Then he was, then Srup Damodar told Mahaprabhu, yeah, he's begging on the street like this, and he would see him. Then later he didn't see him anymore. I said, what happened to Raghavan? They don't even see him here. Of course, Mahaprabhu is knowing, but his pastime, where is he? Well, now he's going to the booth. There's some old prasadam. And gradually, he was taking the food given to the cow. The cow wouldn't even eat that food. Imagine. I don't know anyone. I mean, he had to wash it. Old rotten rice. It's like you have to wash off the outside of it and then put some salt and eat it. Mahaprabhu ran there when he heard about it. Oh. He wanted that association. And he was, I think, was it Govind? He said, no, eat that. And he ran there, and there's that painting in the CC. I don't know if it's in here before, but, and he's grabbing the prasadam. Yes, I think he was saying, there's Jagannath prasad, that's true. He was eating 56 times a day. He said, but this is the sweetest thing. This remnants that, from the cows, I mean, wow. Or something. So this is the standard Vairagya Padam, giving up. Vairagya Vidya, Mahaprabhu has come to give this Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. This Bhakti Yoga is his own Bhakti Yoga. He's giving it personally. But how? Vairagya Vidya, one has to become intelligent, learned, and renounced. Without that, it becomes difficult. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami was given this task because he was the most qualified to compose this Hari Bhakti Vilas with all the details. Mahaprabhu gave outline. He said, give me an outline, please. Give me some idea, sutra, give it some synopsis. So he told, yes, how one has to approach the guru, what the qualification is, initiation, all the rituals involved, and the 64 elements of devotional service and the 64 things offered to satisfy the deity and describe all this. Now he got the idea with a little, right? a word to the wise. So Sanatana was very learned, very learned. I accept him as my guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. When Sanatana had taken the instruction of Jagadananda Pandit, because he was full of these itching sores, so Jagga, he said, I think maybe you should just go to Vrindavan. That'd be a good thing to do. So Sanatana told Mahaprabhu, I'm going to Vrindavan because Jagadananda is telling me, Jagga, who's Jagga? He's a new man. Which is funny because actually he knew him way before Sanatana. Actually, when Sanatana was in Vrindavan, he had one cloth in his head from Mukunda Saraswati, some saffron cloth. So Jagadananda went to Vrindavan and saw Sanatana there, and he said, oh, that's Mahaprabhu's cloth. And Sanatana said, no, it's Mukunda Saraswati cloth, and I'm just wearing it on my head. So at that time, Jagadananda and Sanatana were staying together, and they would cook, I think. Who was cooking? Jagadananda was cooking, and Sanatana was begging. So somehow Jagadananda had a big frying pan, a big pan. And when he heard that, just because it was not the cloth of Mahaprabhu, he was going to beat Sanatana Goswami. And when you think about that, then Sanatana said, oh, you are really a bhakta of Mahaprabhu. He was so impressed. So we have that story, but we have the other story. That he's a new boy, They knew, he knew each other when they were 7 years old, practically. One of his oldest associates. Aside from Gadadhar or one another. So. Still, he said that. Sanatana is my guru. Still, Mahaprabhu didn't approve his idea. This man wants to destroy someone else's property. He wants to kill himself. No, I have to exercise all these things through you. You go to Vrindavan, you have to write so many books. So they did it. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. They studied all, so many Puranas, so many Shastras. Nana Shastra. And seriously, they're expert Nipano. Nana Shastra Vichara studied Vichara Naika Nipano. And what happened? They didn't just study, no, Sadharma Sanstapago. They set up the Kali Yuga Dharma in their books. So this is the nectar of Sanatana Goswami. Okay. Any discussions?
Jai Haribol Puskarji. Thank you for your nice lecture. We follow the example like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, the very renounced, right? But at the same time for preaching, they used to utilize everything in Krishna consciousness. Like we see pictures of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta following Chaturmas, right? Really renounced, just, you know, chanting and fasting, very renounced. And then pictures of him dressed with a coat and shoes and in the car, right? For preaching, using radio and things like that. So similarly, Prabhupada, right? He always dressed very first class, silk, you know, dhoti and kurtas for preaching, right?
Yeah, well, he didn't come here with silk. He came with very simple,
right,
you
simple.
Know.
Yeah, but, but then when he was like preaching on TV, meeting with scientists and philosophers, so he was dressed very gentlemanly. Very
and Asakta Shifishyan, this is Yukta Vairagya, right? Guru so Goswami gives Yukta.
That's what we follow, but sometimes it looks like we imitate, and sometimes some of our sannyasis, they have some fall downs for different reasons.
I remember one sannyasi, he had a box of perfume. He had 50 types of perfume, and he had like about 10 really beautiful silk cloth, like raw silk, fantastic. But, you know, he didn't last too long, sannyasi. What? What, he fell down big time. Yeah, for what, I don't know. I mean, that's what we were wondering. Although one time I saw some sannyasis, they were not so extreme, but they were wearing silk and they had all kinds of sandalwood oil. And I said, they just came, they were in Delhi, this is 1974 or 5, and they were having so many things. And so I said, oh, you guys, I was making fun, you know, joking with them. And I said, you guys smell like a perfume factory or something. And they said, that's right, we'll bathe in sandalwood if it's for preaching. So they were thinking they were preaching. They were preaching, but they also both fell down.
I was thinking about, you know, talking about renunciation, but it seems like when it comes to prasadam, you know, we hear in the CC, this is like the most amazing feasts were served amongst the Vaishnavas and everything. So I'm thinking, well, I guess prasadam is just a very...
I don't think it happened every moment of every day. I think those feasts are, you know, described by Kaviraj Goswami, like when Sarvabhauma cooks with his wife, and that's when he beats Amoga. And that feast is amazing. And then like when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he goes to Dvaitacharya's house, there's another gigantic feast I can think of. And then, you know, after Haridas Thakur, I'm sure quite a few times during the year they had feasts, but generally they were. I would definitely think that.
Okay, I never thought that way. So generally they would have simple prasadam, but when it's time, occasion, then there would be...
Mahaprabhu
really nice.
Would go somewhere, they'd say, okay, he told Dwaita, he said, come to my house, I prepared just a palmful of rice or a palmful of vegetable.
Yeah,
he said, that's good. And when he got there was like, you know, rooms full of... So sometimes they're tricking also. Transcendental trickery, trick or treat. You get a lot of treats. So yeah, there's prasad. I mean, you can get the puri prasad. Like all the devotees who were not Brahmins, they would just buy, I mean, they follow this etiquette that even though you say you're not a Brahmin, and you don't have to be a Brahmin, but still, just to follow the social etiquette of the time, they would get the Jagannath prasad, right? And that's not going to be just rice, right? What do we think? Jagannath Prasad, 56 offerings, and each one is, I'm not that detailed familiar about each one, but they have a lot of good prasadam. So, yeah, They probably, I mean, Mahaprabhu every day was taking lunch, actually, wasn't he? In someone's house. You couldn't get an invitation. If you could get it, invite, you know. Even Advaitacharya, he was worried that all these sannyasis will come. Not that he couldn't feed them, but that he only wanted his intimate association. Anything else? All right. Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.